Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
You haven't heard about the McCrispy yet? Well, then, you probably haven't heard the sweet silence after the first crispy bite either. Go try it for yourself to hear the best not sound you've ever heard.
A narrow escape. I'm Jason Horton.
I'm Rebecca Lieb.
And this is Ghost Town.
On November 7th, 1940, copy editor Leonard Coatsworth was running some errands with his daughter's three-legged spaniel, Tubby, when he began to cross the Tacoma Narrows Bridge from Puget Sound to his office in Tacoma, Washington. What he experienced crossing the bridge, now called Galloping Gertie, was truly wild. Almost more than the bridge itself, the insane and iconic footage online has taken on a life of its own, and in these times, feels more like CGI than the real and epic failure of engineering. Today we're talking about the strange story of the Tacoma Narrows Bridge collapse. Since 1889, there was a need for a bridge to connect Puget Sound to the Washington mainland. In 1937, Washington State Legislature allocated a whopping $5,000 to study the request by Tacoma and Pierce County for a bridge over the Narrows. The bridge itself cost $6.4 million to build, and at the time was the third longest suspension bridge in the world. As a note, today it is the 33rd longest. The Tacoma Narrows Bridge was open to traffic on July 1st, 1940, and worked, as usual, until almost exactly 4 months and a week later, on November 7th, 1940, at 11 a.m. At that point, harsh 42-mile-per-hour winds hit the bridge, causing aeroelastic flutter. Aeroelastic flutter is defined as, quote, an unstable, self-excited structural oscillation at a definite frequency where energy is extracted from airstream by the motion of the structure. In layman's terms, it means when a rigid object gets hit with a blast of air, it moves quickly, often taking energy from the air to create even more and erratic motion. With the Tacoma Narrows Bridge, the bridge needed to be flexible to move comfortably on a windy day, but it was not. When the bridge was hit with the wind, it fluttered, not like a cute butterfly flutter, a flutter that became more and more dangerous, waving the bridge's structure so comically even that today it looks fake. If you haven't seen it, I highly suggest you check out the footage. The bridge is waving and twisting in midair. For lack of a better descriptor, it looks like the bridge is doing the worm until it collapses into the ocean. It's because of this that it took on the nickname Galloping Gertie. In fact, I'm going to show Jason a short clip of the bridge as it goes down. This notorious footage was recorded on Kodachrome 16mm film separately by Barney Elliott and by Harbine Monroe, owners of a camera shop in Tacoma. It literally looks like a ribbon, right? That's just like waving in the wind, but it is a bridge.
It's a pretty famous video, which I've seen before in compilations or however. If you want a representation of a bridge that is falling apart, if you want a real live video representation of a bridge that you do not want to be on, this is it. I mean, you've watched a lot of disaster movies, and we've seen so many where the bridge is falling, and it's so much that we're so probably desensitized to this.
Exactly.
Because it's part of a movie. But when you look at this, you almost can't believe your eyes because of the science of it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. It's real. It exists. And like Jason said, it's a pretty iconic piece of footage that's used even today when we're talking about engineering students and things that feel like they're so unbelievable but actually exist in nature.
And scientifically, you're looking at something that you cannot believe exists because it challenges everything you know about something solid, mm-hmm. and then the way that it bends without breaking initially.
Yeah.
It's like stepping on a waterbed.
Totally.
Because I know that's, I mean, waterbeds are in vogue, right?
That's
what
right.
What year is it? I don't know.
No, correct.
But if you step on a water, the way that you walk on, that's what it would be like to be on this bridge.
Yeah. I feel
like. But a waterbed is plastic and there's water, so you understand that it's the buoyancy and the way it moves. But a bridge is solid.
Yeah.
Cables.
Cement, steel.
That's bending as if it was like a flag flapping in the wind.
Totally. And then a chunk of it comes off and the bridge collapses, which is shocking in and of itself. So if you haven't seen this, I highly suggest you check it out. But for now, let's take a break.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
You haven't heard about the McCrispy yet. Well, then, you probably haven't heard the sweet silence after the first crispy bite either. Go try it for yourself to hear the best not sound you've ever heard.
Of course, you can understand why the bridge was later called the Pearl Harbor of Engineering. But let's get a take on what it was like to actually be on the Tacoma Narrows Bridge while it was happening. From Leonard Coatsworth, who got flung from his car on the bridge, and his dog, Tubby, who was inside, and then went to go back and rescue the dog to no avail. This was also caught on film by Elliot and Monroe. Coatsworth says, "I saw the Narrows Bridge die today, and only by the grace of God escaped dying with it. In the car with me was my daughter's Cocker Spaniel, Tubby. Not until I reached the first towers did I realize something was terribly wrong. I jammed on the brakes and got out of the car, only to be thrown onto my face against the curb. I tried to stand and was thrown again. Around me, I could hear the concrete cracking. I started back to the car to get the dog, but it was thrown before I could reach it. The car itself began to slide from side to side upon the roadway. I decided the bridge was breaking up and my only hope was to get back to shore. Those who stood on the shore and watched the bridge in its death agony still have no conception of the violence of the movement felt by one out beyond the towers. Safely back at the toll plaza, I saw the bridge in its final collapse and saw my car plunge into the Narrows." A couple other people on the bridge that day also tried to save Tubby. One of these people was Professor Frederick Burke Farquharson, an engineer from the University of Washington, who had, incidentally, also been involved in the design of the bridge. Unfortunately, the professor was bitten by the terrified dog when he attempted to remove him from the car, so he ran off moments before, and then the car was thrown from the bridge. Sadly, Tubby didn't make it, but on the bright side, and also, surprisingly enough to me, given the state of things, no humans died out on the bridge that day, which is, again, pretty incredible. So why did this happen? We talked about aeroelastic flutter, but what about the actual design of the bridge that allowed this to happen? Experts think that its solid sides and flat ramps were the culprit. Its design allowed the bridge to catch the wind and sway with enough momentum to take the whole thing down. As engineering students know now, mostly by the example of this horrible incident, suspension bridges need areas for wind to pass through so it doesn't shake, in the form of I-beams, slats, and trusses. The Tacoma Narrows collapse boosted research in the field of bridge aerodynamics and aeroelasticity, influencing the designs of all of the world's great long-span bridges built since 1940. But let's finish this out with Tubby. You can celebrate the life of the Tacoma Narrows Bridge collapse's one fatality by visiting Tubby's Trail Dog Park in Gig Harbor, where a tribute to the three-legged spaniel is displayed. As a note, the image used on the memorial plaque is only a stock photo. Photos of the bridge's collapse are easy to come by, but finding a good shot of Tubby was significantly harder.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.